So one of the hardest things to find is a Baal Koreh for the Megillah. It's hard, yet even if someone is a very good Baal Koreh in general, to actually know the trup of the Megillah and to do a quick, correct job is not so easy. I speak for myself. When I've waned pretty frequently. Every time I start doing the Megillah or try practicing to try to do the Megillah, I bank back into the Haftorah Nigin, and then I say, okay, this is not for me. So it's very hard. So let's say you have someone who could do the Megillah, but he happens to be in the 12 months of Avelus for a parent. So is he allowed to lay in the Megillah or not? So the Maharil, one of the Minhagei Ashkenaz from hundreds of years ago, writes that an Avel, an Avel over here means Avel in the 12 months, cannot daven for the Amud on Shachris when Hallel is recited. Okay. And then the Maharil adds that similarly, the same applies for Megillah as well. So what does he mean by Megillah as well? So some versions of the Maharil explain that what it means is Yom HaMegillah, the day that they read Megillah, and Avel shouldn't daven Shachris for the Amud. Nothing to do with Kriyas HaMegillah.
Even though they're not doing Hallel.
Correct. Because the day of Purim, even though without Hallel, an Avel shouldn't daven for the Amud, just like you shouldn't daven on a day with Hallel. That's nothing to do with our topic. However, the Knesset Gedola understands what the Maharil means, is that just like an Avel shouldn't daven Shachris on a day with Hallel, he also shouldn't rain the Megillah. Why? Because there's a simcha involved in laying the Megillah, which an Avel should not do. So the Yimei Mishtav, a simcha, contemporary Sefer, he cites the Sefer Ikrei Adas and the Imrei Baruch as well, who codify the Maharil, that a Avel in the 12 months should not lain Megillah at all for the Amud. Obviously, he lains it by himself. He can hear Megillah, but he should not be the Baal Korah. Comes along the Binyan Olam. And the Binyan Olam was Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, about 150 years ago, maybe a little bit more, and says like this. He says, an Avel cannot be the Baal Korah unless you don't have someone competent to do it. He writes like this. Vaday Dav, he says, Mikoma Komnira. Imu Baki Bekriyas Tamim, if the Avel during the 12 months is someone who's expert Baal Koreh, Vein Bebeis HaKnesses Mishia Dea Kolkach Likros Bedictic Osius Nekudos Tamim Kamoso, you could send up some schnook to get up there and to try to do it, but he's going to fumper through the words, it's going to take 10 extra minutes, you're going to bang and correct him 10 times. Vadei de Tov Yosir Shikrena Avel. The Avel, it's better that he should read it. The Ein Zeh Chumra Ba'alma. Because it's just a Chumra that an Avel shouldn't read it. One second. Ein Lo Makor B'Gemara Poskim. There's no source in the Gemara or any Poskim he writes for this. Yeah. I think it's both. I think it's probably more the words. Because yeah. Maybe don't know. Is that good or bad, you're saying?
I don't know,
that's a separate share. Separate share, should they make voices for the different trumpets? I'm talking about the guy, you know, the guy who like gets up there is like a bidyevid. He's not the regular guy. You could put him up there instead of, he's going to botch the words, he's going to botch the trump. I don't know, I think about if I had to do it, I could do it. It's going to sound, you're going to, like I go into the Haftorah tune half the time, and then I'm going to go into the laning tune, and half the time, like I could do, you know, that I could do, that one pasuk. But then it's very hard. You have to have a certain, you know, tact for a little bit for music. It's more than just Baal Koreh. So come, huh? Stop practicing. Did I get anyone?
Stop practicing.
Yeah, I stopped. Yeah, so I gave up on that dream, you know? Because I'd go very fast. I'd want to do it. But you know, I can't deal with the slow ones. But I can't, yeah? So he comes along the Binyan Olam. He says it's fine for them to do it. He also says that it's different than Neris Chanukah. Neris Chanukah, a lot of the posts can bring down. And Avel shouldn't be the one to light the menorah on the first day of Chanukah. Why? Because he has to make a Shechianu. But there he says it's very different, because by Chanukah, it's very easy. Any idiot can light a menorah. Even I could do that, yeah? Maybe if you have to light the match for me, but I don't know, I don't light fire. But you give me a lit fire, I can light the menorah in the shul. Any dope can light a menorah. So therefore, why should you choose an Avel to be the one to say a Shechianu? Rather, have a non-Avel be the one to do it. Someone not in the 12 months. When it comes to Megillah, says the Binyan Olam, it's hard to find, and therefore you can let an Avel do it. Says the Mishnah Brura in Taf Resh Tzadi Vav Yud Beis, he quotes the Binyan Olam without any Choik. Now my question, which I wasn't sure about, is, okay, look, Obviously, you could say there's no other Baal Kori if you have a guy who's an Avel who could do it, and you don't have anyone else from a shul can do it. But let's say you pay $300 and you can go to the local yeshiva and get someone to do it who's qualified. You're mechuyev to pay $300 for it to get someone to do it instead of having the Avel do it? That I don't know the answer to. I don't know the answer. What about if you have the long-standing Baal Kori? Every year he's been doing it for 40 years, and one year Nebuch is an Avel. Is he allowed to do it? So for this, there's another heter, the Minchas Aluzer. He writes that if it's a long-standing Baal Kori, he's been doing it for the Shul, and he's the Kavua Baal Kori, then even if he's an Avel, then it's fine to do it as well. If not, it would be Avelus Befarhesia. He's in month number 7 of his Avelus. If he doesn't do it, then he's been doing it for 25 years, it's highlighting the Avelus on Purim, which we don't want you to do. Okay, fine. So now you have your Avel getting up there to do it. He's 7 months into his year of Avelus. He's a Sep Baal Kori. You don't have anyone else. He gets up there and does it. Final question is, does he say Shechianu or not? Does someone else make the brachas or not? So the Mishnah Brura, the very big Chiddush of the Mishnah Brura, writes like this. He says, Im Avel Kori as a Megillah, if the Avel is reading the Megillah, Yevarech Achara Bracha, someone else should make the brachas, Mishum Bircha Shechianu, She'en Avel Mevarech Lotzi Rabin Bircha Shechianu, because an Avel should not be the one to be Yotzi everyone else in Shechianu, but Avel Yikra as a Megillah, and the Avel could read the Megillah. So Mishnah Brura, a pretty big Chiddush from the Derech Chaim, says, even if the Avel is getting up there to do it, he shouldn't be the one to make the brachos at all, it sounds like. Someone else should make the brachos. Not surprisingly, all the other achronim jump on this Mishnah Brura. The Gesher Achayim says, no, it's very different than Neris Chanukah and a shul with an Avel shouldn't light. Because again, when you write Neris Chanukah for the shul, the Avel's lighting it for the whole shul. When you say Shechianu and you're the Baal Korei, he's making it for everyone else, but he's also doing it for what? His own personal private mitzvah. So why can't he make a Shechianu for his own personal private mitzvah? The Shevet Alevi says also, again, anyone can light the candles. But for Avel, he says, Avel is the only person who's capable of waiting. Of course, he can make the Shechianu as well. He says also by Neris Chanukah, the Shechianu that you make in shul is like an extra bracha because you're going to light at home. Some say you still make a Shechianu at home. But he says when it comes to Megillah, it's not an extra bracha. That's the bracha of the Megillah. He's Mechoyev Megillah. He makes a Shechianu. Practically speaking, Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Arbach say that an Avel can recite a Shechianu. If not, they say it would be Avelus Befarhesia. Certainly, if he's waiting for women, he could make a Shechianu. So the upshot of this Chabura is that, look, if an Avel gets up there and he wanes and he says Shechianu, you certainly have qualified poskim, a competent poskim to rely upon, but Mishnah Brura does say he should not say a Shechianu. And other poskim say if he could get someone else and he's not beset Baal Kore, then an Avel in the 12 months would preferably not wane the Megillah.